and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say? Easy for you to say they will love you. It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos, and this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Phenomenal. NCAA Tournament Friday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports. As we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Friday morning, in the world of sports, we have all gone mad. And we're going to get to all the big stories throughout the next 3 hours, including a 60-burger last night for Luka Doncic, another NBA record set to be broken by the great LeBron James, and 8 straight wins now for the Los Angeles Lakers. Is it finally time to believe in the purple and gold? We'll discuss a little later in the show. Myself, Tyler, and Kenny, we are going to give you all of our early betting thoughts on tomorrow's action in the NCAA tournament with Sweet 16 berths on the line. Looking very much forward to that. And all of our bets for tonight's action will close the show. By tonight, I mean, you know, like right when we're off the air. When it went great yesterday with one of the Blue Bloods in college basketball in North Carolina. We'll talk about them in a second. Can't wait to lay 2.5 with Kentucky against Santa Clara and see how that goes to hell and see how I'm in the pit of misery there with Carolina and now Kentucky. Love Kentucky. What could go wrong in the first game of the day coming up at 12:15 p.m. Eastern Time? I can't wait to find out. 310-840-4910. YouTube.com/@TheKostos. On Twitter, on Instagram, at TheKostos, TheKostos. But you know where we begin the phenomenal NCAA Tournament Friday edition of You Better You Bet here on Westwood One Sports. We begin with the madness. And it does look like, not to a significant degree, but that the rumors, the reports of the demise of the first round upset, maybe not greatly exaggerated, but at least a little bit exaggerated, right? We had a couple true bits of madness day one of the NCAA tournament. With High Point, load up the bongs. Yeah! Get it, pass the joint, pass the blizzy, getting high with High Points. Upsetting Wisconsin 83-82 in a pretty thrilling Thursday NCAA tournament game. And then, you know, VCU with the second greatest second half comeback in the history of the NCAA tournament against North Carolina, knocking the Tar Heels out of the tournament in overtime. We will get to that coming up in moments. It was a mostly entertaining opening Thursday of the NCAA tournament. The only window that like actively sucked, which was great for me someone who gets up really early to do a morning show at 9 a.m. Eastern, was the late window last night on the East Coast, where the only game that was moderately good, and it was because Gonzaga couldn't stop fouling, flagrant fouls, like stupid fouls keeping Kennesaw in the game. Gonzaga did go on to win the game by 9, did not cover the spread, much to my chagrin, but that is the most competitive game in the late slate, was Gonzaga winning by 9 points. Every other game, an absolute blowout, ass-kicking, whitewashing last night in the NCAA tournament. So yeah, like the late window wasn't awesome, but overall I would say a pretty good opening Thursday of the NCAA tournament, and has to get you really excited for what is to come today. And we're going to get to all of today's games, both with myself, with Tyler, with Kenny. We are going to have amazing guests joining us over the course of the show today to get me, And us, and you. I love how I led with us and not you, the listeners and viewers, the audience. Shows you where my head's at. Need a winner today. I could really use one. To get all of us set to watch and be smarter and win bets, hopefully, on the NCAA tournament. So that is still to come, and we will get to all of that over the course of the program. Not just tomorrow's games, today's games as well. But we need to start with two teams that played yesterday. And these two teams comprise the best rivalry in the sport of college basketball. North Carolina and Duke. North Carolina loses and faces the worst case scenario as a result for that program and for that coaching staff. As for Duke, I did a video yesterday and put it up on Instagram. Instagram.com/@thecostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. And what I said about the Duke Blue Devils after that game yesterday against Siena, Duke is the luckiest team maybe in the history of the NCAA tournament to hold on and win that game yesterday. Duke beating Siena by 6 points in a game where Siena played all the starters all 40 minutes. One of Siena's best players is hurt for like the final 10 minutes of the game. Siena couldn't buy a bucket in the final 10 minutes of this game. And Duke still barely won in a 116 matchup. And, you know, we can talk about Virginia, UMBC, the first ever 116. We can do Purdue and Fairleigh Dickinson, FDU, a couple years ago. If Duke had lost yesterday, and they didn't, but if they had, that would have been the worst loss in the history of the tournament and the biggest upset in tournament history. And I don't care about point spreads. I don't care about any of that jazz. Here's what I know. Duke came into the tournament, losers of two games, 18-point lead blown to the then JT Toppin in Texas Tech, and then losing to North Carolina on a buzzer beater at Chapel Hill. No shame in that. They trailed for 0 seconds of the game and almost lost to Siena in the opening game for them of the NCAA tournament. And this is, and they won, and we can get into what's coming next for the Duke Blue Devils as a result. They did win the game. But yesterday's game, a clear indictment on head coach John Shire. Don't believe me? Listen to Duke forward Malik Brown and what he said at halftime to Tracy Wolfson of CBS when Siena led by 11 going into the break.
Just like I said, we thought it was going to be a cakewalk going into this game, so now we know what it is, and we just got to respond back the way we usually do.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Yep.
They thought it was going to be a cakewalk. And, you know, like we always say, we want the players, we want coaches to be honest. There's some brutal honesty from Malik Brown. And I'm sure that John Shire and the powers that be at Duke didn't necessarily appreciate Malik Brown being as honest as he was. But look, that's John Shire not having his team ready. Clearly. And to his credit, John Shire, after the game, being interviewed by Tracy Wolfson on the court, I think he knew that he had really screwed this up. Listen to what Shire said about his counterpart in the game, Siena head coach, Syracuse legend, Jerry McNamara.
I've known Jerry, you know, for a long time. G-Mac had his guys way more ready to play than I did. He outcoached me. He outcoached us. Toughest one. Not close. Toughest moment. Toughest game. Toughest position I've ever been in the tournament.
Well, think about that Just like, that's an insane statement. I don't know. Here's one for you, Coach Shire. What about last year against Houston in the Final Four on Saturday night? When Duke should have cakewalked to a national championship last year. With a team, like, forget about Malawach and the other players that are in the NBA. How about the fact that last year's Duke team had Cooper Flagg and Con Knipple and didn't win the national championship? Unbelievable. But yeah, Siena is the toughest game of job. The more he talks, the more I'm like, maybe I'm wrong about this guy. Maybe he actually stinks. And what I said about Hubert Davis on social media, in the waning moments of North Carolina's epic and VCU, this is like Weekend at Bernie's. Like, is Hubert Davis alive? Or is he like, is he a marionette? Is he a puppet? Is it the same thing? Does John Shire coach the team? Like, does John Shire do anything other than, like, shell out the NIL money? And the crazy thing is that, like, I think he's a pretty good coach. But, like, yesterday, you watch the game, you listen to what he said, and, like, the way he's talking, look, none of this is meant to be an insult to Jerry McNamara, right? But, like, the fact that you have John Shire is talking about Jerry McNamara, like he's the love child of, like, John Wooden and Dwight Eisenhower. Like, come on. Like, that's the Jerry Mac, like, this is not like Roy Williams. Right? That Bobby Knight. Not Mike Krzyzewski. These are not like NCAA tournament, NCAA coaching legends. Not that McNamara can't be one eventually. Maybe he'll be the next head coach at Syracuse. I have no idea. But like to walk into this game and be like, yeah, the coach of the 16th seed just coached me under the table is brutal from Duke. Now the good news for the Duke Blue Devils. And there is good news here because they won. And the NCAA tournament is pass-fail. Right? You either fail, you lose, and you go home, or you pass, and you live to see another day. And it is worth noting, to be fair, no Caleb Foster, no Gungba, like they're not 100%. Still insane that it came down to that. But it is worth noting, Duke not 100% healthy. We have seen, in the history of the NCAA tournament, on numerous occasions, I mean, just like, at first, second round, we can talk about, how about, you know, Tyus Edney for UCLA in the second round against Missouri in 1995. There, UCLA won the national championship with Jim Harrick as the coach and the O'Bannon and Toby Bailey and company. You know, we could talk about, even in a losing effort, one I always think about, Mike Miller. Like, Florida almost lost to Butler in 2000, the year Florida made the title game and lost to Mateen Cleaves, Tom Izzo, and Michigan State, the last time a Big Ten team won the NCAA tournament championship. Mike Miller hits a buzzer beater to beat Butler. Like, Florida almost gets bounced in the first round. We see this happen all the time in the tournament, where a team that we expect to go far has some kind of really, really close call early in the opening weekend and survives and is there left standing at the end in some way, shape, or form. So if we get to Indianapolis and Duke's there, winner of the East region, and Duke plays for the national championship Monday night, April 6th. Duke cuts down the nets and wins the title. We are going to look back at this game and say, man, remember that bullet that Duke dodged against Siena and Jerry McNamara in round number one. And it can absolutely happen for Duke. Because you have to imagine this. For as bad as John Shire was yesterday in the game, and like, he's telling you he was bad. You don't need me to say it. He's saying it. For as bad as John Shire was, for as unprepared as Duke clearly was yesterday to take on Siena, you would have to imagine that that'll be the worst effort you get from Duke for the rest of the tournament. And that doesn't mean that Duke's going to win it all. Duke could absolutely get, they could lose to TCU tomorrow. That could happen. But you would have to imagine that the effort and the focus and the concentration and the respect for the opponent will be there from Duke moving forward. TCU beats Ohio State yesterday in an awesome game. I had Ohio State just like, ain't that a kick in the junk? So TCU, Duke tomorrow. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people are going to like TCU in that game after the way yesterday went. Double cross. Bitches, Duke wins by 20 tomorrow and advances to the Sweet 16. What a lucky ass win yesterday. And Duke fans, Duke bettors, I hope you can admit that. While acknowledging the team can still go far, lucky ass win yesterday for the Duke Blue Devils. 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. The luck, not there for Duke's biggest rival. Not there for Hubert Davis. Not there for Henry Vassar. Not there for Trimble or Dixon or any of these guys that I will have in my nightmares now for the next couple weeks. We'll see how the rest of the tournament goes for the North Carolina Tar Heels. Hubert Davis, sitting next to yours truly right now in a Carolina blue-colored pit of misery. This game against VCU, this game was over. It was done. Carolina looked like they were going to run VCU off the court. Carolina up by 19 in the second half. And we see this in sports, right? It's not just limited to college basketball. We see it in the NBA, in the NFL, in every sport. The anatomy of a collapse. Where you need, and this is not to discredit what VCU, Terrence, an unbelievable comeback. Resilience from Phil Martelli Jr. Phil Martelli will join us a little later this hour, by the way. Great job by executive producer Bill Zimmerman making that happen. Like, great job by VCU. But it takes two to tango, right? Because North Carolina can open the door for VCU, and VCU can say, we're good. You guys go to the second round and take on Illinois. VCU busted through that door. And big time credit to VCU for making that happen. But man, this is one of those for North Carolina where if you're a Carolina fan, right? If you're someone who bet on Carolina, like me, had Carolina in Survivor, like me, you're wondering what the hell just happened. This is like, you know, a Sunday night football game where you bet on the game, you lose in insane fashion, and you sit there catatonic until the local news starts because you just leave NBC on the TV. And here's like, you know, we go from here's, I'm looking at Maria Taylor, and now I'm looking at, you know, like a deranged homeless guy stabs guy on the subway platform. That's like the type of loss this was for North Carolina. And it was so obvious if you're watching the game. So obvious if you're watching the game that Carolina's dead tired. They're talking about it on the TV broadcast. That Vassar doesn't, like, he's not getting back on defense and VCU's taking advantage as a result and getting a layup in overtime. Hubert Davis goes to a six-man rotation down the stretch. His players are gassed. You know who knew it? Them. Seth Trimble said it after the game. Phil Martelli said it to his players. VCU's players talked about it. They could see it in their eyes. You know who couldn't see it? Hubert Davis. Take a listen to what Hubert Davis said post-game last night, embarrassing himself at the press conference.
Hubert, why did you go to just a six-man rotation in the second half?
Because that was my decision.
Coach, what did you, generally, what do you think went wrong?
What do you mean?
Hubert, the free throws again, as you mentioned, a little bit of an issue tonight. Why do you think that was such an issue for your team throughout the season?
That's a great question. I mean, we work on them, and...
He knows. He's laughing. And that ain't a laugh because it's funny. That's a laugh because, as they say, it's better to laugh than cry. The best response there is, cue up the Justin Bieber. Like, hey, coach, like, all these things went wrong. What do you think? And he's like, what do you mean? Doo-doo-doom. I thought we played really well. We were unlucky to lose. What do you mean? What? What do you mean? What went wrong? What do you mean? How about everything went wrong? And here's where you can compare and contrast with Shire and Hubert Davis. John Shire is at least self-aware enough to know that he almost really screwed up and caused Duke. Hubert Davis is up there like, yeah, everything's cool. Were my players tired? Nah. Ask them. They'll tell you they were, but nah, I know better. They weren't tired. No worries. Six-man rotation, all good. Yeah, no problem. Yo, 5-second violation coming out of bounds. Yeah, that's great. Right in front of Hubert Davis, no problem. Yo, Vassar, of course, can't make the front end of a free throw to potentially tie the game if he makes two, then needs to intentionally miss it and doesn't even hit the rim. This is stuff that you're taught. Not that I'm like, you know, not that I'm playing Division One. This is stuff that you're taught in grade school. And Hubert Davis has the look on his face like he just saw like a dead fly in his soup. Nothing's wrong. What do you mean? What do you mean? What? We lost? Real? What? This is like Hubert Davis is driving a car that gets into a terrible accident. And he walks away unscathed. And we have it on video. And like, Hubert, what happened with this car? What car crash? There's no car crash. That video? Oh, that fake news. AI slop. What do you mean? What do you mean? It's awesome. Like, yo, the Hindenburg blows up. Ask the driver. What happened with the Hindenburg? What do you mean? It's all good. Nothing happened here. 2008 financial collapse. Ask the bankers. What, guys, what happened here? What do you mean? It's all good. Nothing happened. Everything's all hunky dory. It's great. Unbelievable. Now look, you know, like I bet North Carolina survived, so I'm a little upset. George is a little upset. How do you bring back Hubert Davis? I'm sure, and look, I'm a Knicks fan. I grew up watching him, like, play for the Knicks in the 90s. I have nothing against him. Almost won a national title, which, by the way, they blew that game against Kansas also. Another first-round loss last year against Chris Beard and Ole Miss. Like, we're going to, this is North Carolina. This ain't Kennesaw. This ain't Rutgers. Like, this ain't Oregon State. No disrespect to these. This is North Carolina we're talking about. North Carolina. North Carolina. That's what we're talking about here. This is acceptable for North Carolina? 19-point lead, second half? What do you mean? What do you mean? Here's what I mean. Go away. What an absolute disaster for the North Carolina Tar Heels. And credit to Phil Martelli Jr. and VCU for a big time win. And like, I have people, not really an upset, 6-11. Okay, yeah, they were down by 19 in the second half. That's a pretty good comeback. Grow up. I'm a little salty. And I can admit that. Last note for the opening segment. This is, we were talking before the show in the show chat. This is like the, if you are familiar with the Tungsten Armo Doyle jokes as it concerns like Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, which would be like Mike Trout went 4-for-4 with 3 homers. Shohei Ohtani pitched 8 shutout innings with 11 strikeouts and hit 3 homers in the game. And the Angels somehow lost 12-11 to the Athletics. Like, A.J. DeBonsa for BYU is in full-on Tungsten Armo Doyle category. He's in that range. Because if you just look at the box score, and we talked about it yesterday on the show, like, 26.5 points for A.J. DeBonsa. How about 35? A.J. DeBonsa last night, 35 points, 10 rebounds. That's final score, Texas 79, BYU 71. And that game did bring us one of the great names in NCAA tournament history. Vokatitis, the big white center on Texas who just absolutely dominated BYU. I just love to say that name. Vokatitis. sounds like a disease you don't want to get. Like you go to the doctor's office and the doctor's like, man, I don't want to have to tell you this. You've got Vokatitis. BYU had Vokatitis last night, and they get bounced. And look, this was not a surprise. BYU was favored in the game. We told you a couple days ago that the winner of Texas NC State in the first four, like we were going against BYU no matter what. Because Richie Saunders is out, and because for as good as DeBonsa is, and he's great, BYU doesn't play a lick of defense, and it's just DeBonsa, and they gon' get bounced, and they got bounced by a great tournament coach in Sean Miller and the Texas Longhorns. And now Texas advances to play Gonzaga in a pretty intriguing game tomorrow in the round of 32. And what I found fascinating, very interesting about this. So after the game, A.J. DeBonsa says he's going to, quote, decide on his future over the next few weeks, and that his mom is the boss, and that he will talk to his mom about whether to stay at BYU or go to the NBA. He's going to mull his future. Okay. Okay, let's all, me and you, let's mull A.J. DeBonce's future. Are you ready to mull with me? Would you rather, A, win the lottery, and I'm not talking the draft lottery, would you rather, A, win the lottery, or B, not win the lottery? If given a choice, win the lottery or not win the lottery, I'm winning the effing lottery. A.J. DeBonce is a minus price to be the number one overall pick in the draft at BetMGM. He's coming back to BYU for another season. That's a mulling his future. Amazing. Mulling his future. This is like, you know, if like I were single and, you know, here's, you know, I'm trying to think of like an age appropriate, if Selena Gomez were single and slides into my DMs. Hey, like, Nick, let's go out together. You know what, Selena? I need to mull my future. I'm mulling Sydney Sweeney. If I'm single, of course. Sydney Sweeney wants to go out with Nick Kostos. Sydney, listen, I got to mull some things over. I'll get back to you. What? There's no mulling. And I tell you, I love my mother. My mother's the best. And you know this, and hopefully you've got a good relationship with your mom. If that's the right type of relationship, no one will defend you and have your back like your mom does. If A.J. DeBonce's mom tells him to go back to BYU, he should fire her and hire a new mom for the rest of his life. Mulling his future. What a joke. And if that's it for A.J. DeBonce at BYU, and to be clear, it should be, congratulations to him on an unbelievable freshman season. We cannot wait to watch A.J. DeBonce next season in the National Basketball Association. 310-840-4910. Your thoughts on the opening Thursday of the NCAA tournament. Should North Carolina fire Hubert Davis? 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@thecostos. We're just getting started here on a phenomenal NCAA Tournament Friday edition of the show. Joining us in moments, Phil Martelli Jr., the head coach of VCU, fresh off the upset of North Carolina, here on Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
It's tourney time, and you'll hear every game, every upset, every unforgettable moment on the Westwood One Sports app. That's the Westwood One Sports app. This is March. This is your home of the NCAA tournament. Westwood One Sports.
Is life insurance on your list of New Year's resolutions? Now is the perfect time to add it. A buddy told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So I added this to my list this year and got it done. I called SelectQuote and was shocked at how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $18 a month. My wife's also 40, and her $500,000 policy was only $16 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote's same-day coverage, no medical exam was required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Checking this off my list felt great, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-280-5858 for your free quote today. That's 1-800-280-5858. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-280-5858.
Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by FinWise Bank. Member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code GO to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code GO to borrow up to $10,000. Use code GO.